الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dearest Islamic brothers, viewers of Madrin channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the call to righteousness, neki ki dawat, invitation towards goodness. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, first and foremost, it is our usual routine that before we start, we give a beneficence of reciting durood salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Let us hear from the book of Faizan al-Sunnah, was written by Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Azhabi, Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala grant him a long life and good health. It's mentioned in a hadith mubarakah in which the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam has stated, whoever recites durood upon me 100 times on the day and night of Friday, Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala will fulfill his 100 needs, out of which 70 will be in the year after and 30 will be in this dunya, in this world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatum wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, in the last silsila, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we noticed the neki ki dawat of Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, that when he used to give neki ki dawat, when he used to give invitation towards goodness, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, he used to do it with khawf-e khuda, with the fear of Allah tabarakul, so much so that Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala used to cry so much in the court of Allah tabarakul ta'ala. And we learned that whenever he used to come towards the qabr, he used to think very seriously and ponder very seriously about the azab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the qabr. And this used to make him cry even more. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, just ponder for a moment. Even if no punishment is given to a sinner, and if he's only buried alone in the dark qabr, by Allah Azza wa Jalla, even this serves as a great lesson for us to learn. Ponder how he would pass his time in the darkness of a qabr on a very narrow piece of land, pitch dark, with tons and tons of soil put upon his body. What would be the condition in this frightening, horrific and dark qabr? Every rational person can realize it, at least to some extent. This is just to make us realize the reality of the qabr. Otherwise, a sinner can be inflicted with extremely severe punishments in the qabr. Either qabr can be a garden from the gardens of Jannah, or qabr can be a pit from the fires, from the pit of fire of Jahannam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Hazrat Sayyidina Mas'ooq rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated that when a thief or a drinker or an adulterer dies without tawbah, he is inflicted with two snakes that continue to bite on his flesh and to eat it in the qabr. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it's mentioned in Hilyatul Awliya that when a banda, when a servant of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is buried in the qabr, all such things come to frighten him, which he feared in the world, but did not fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Can you imagine, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, what would be the condition of that personalities in the qabr who were sinful? We seek refuge of Allah Azza wa Jal's azab in the qabr and from hell. Kar le toba, Rab ki rahmat hai bari, qabr mein varna saza hogi kari. Repent, as the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is immense or else punishment in the qabr will be intense. My dear Stumbler, the views of Madhani Channel, Neki Ki Dawat, individual effort is a great ibadat, a great act of worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Every moment a person is doing Neki Ki Dawat, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, reward is in his account. Sayyidina Mansur bin Amar, Rahmatullah, who was a very famous wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Once he advised a young man in these words, "Oh young man, you must not be deceived by your youth. Many youth indulge in long hopes, forgot their deaths and delayed and ignored Tawbah, saying that I will repent tomorrow and day after tomorrow. At last they were buried in the covers and they were not benefited by the wealth, slaves, parents and the offsprings." As Allah says in Quran Majid, translation, Kanzul Iman, "The day when neither wealth nor sons shall benefit except he who presented himself before Allah Azza wa Jalla with a sound heart." Neki ki Dawat, invitation towards goodness, has always been the tradition of our Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Actually, it is the maqsad and the purpose of our Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, Sahaba ikram, Alim Ridwan, Taba'in, Taba Taba'in, Buzughanadin, and of course, this Ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, it is also our duty. There are some Madani pearls given in this booklet, Call to Righteousness, which is quoted from Imam Muhammad Ghazali. He says, these five Madani pearls about Neki Ki Dawat, about the call to righteousness and waking us up from heedlessness. What he says? The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated that the time will come soon upon my Ummah, and they will love five and they will forget five. They will love five and they will forget five. What are those five? Let us listen carefully. Number one, they will love the world and they will forget the hereafter. They will love the world and they will forget the hereafter. And today, in today's time and era, love of the world is apparent. All our conversations in our communities, in our families, in our gatherings, even in the mahfils of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, people are talking about the love of the dunya. So they will love the world and they will forget the hereafter. I mean, how much time it happens to us? Every person is talking about the love of the dunya. People talk about the love of Paris. People talk about the love of London. People talk about the love of South Africa. People talk about the beauties, the love of dunya. But they wouldn't talk about the love of the hereafter. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, the love of those places that bring us towards the love of the hereafter. For example, if we think, we talk about Madinatul Munawwara, we talk about Makkatul Mukarramah, or we talk about Baghdad Sharif, or we talk about Ajmer Sharif, or we talk about Bareilly Sharif, or we talk about those places which keeps us on the zikr of Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. O lovers of the dunya, na dunya se na daulat se, nagar abad karne se, tusalli dil ko hoti hai, khuda ko yaad karne se. Not the dunya, not the wealth of the dunya, not your family can give you the satisfaction of the heart. If you want the satisfaction of the heart, remember your Lord, Allah Azza wa Jalla. As our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunan says it very beautifully, Paris pe marne wale, Paris ko bhul jata, London pe marne wale, London ko bhul jata, tu bhi jo dekhne ta sarkar ka Madina, tu bhi jo dekhne ta sarkar ka Madina. Lovers of the world, dying for Paris, Dying for London? Huh? Forget about Paris. Forget about London. Forget about New York. When you see that the Akasas of Madina Sharif, Sarkar ka Madina, then you will realize what is the reality. They will love wealth and they will forget about accountability. What a neki ki davat. What an invitation towards goodness our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has given us. They will love wealth and they will forget about accountability. Look at our situation today. Who does not love wealth? Who does not love wealth? Everybody makes his objective towards wealth. It's only wealth and wealth and wealth. They are working round the clock for the wealth. 24/7 around the clock looking only towards wealth. Everybody is looking for more wealth into the bank balances. Everybody is looking for better homes. Everybody is looking for better cars. Everybody is looking for betterment of the dunya. Wealth. But they will forget about accountability. If you ask the Muslims that this wealth given to you by Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know that you where it comes from? They said, of course we know the wealth comes from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There's going to be accountability in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah for this ni'amah of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He's given you this wealth. Yes, we know. But we spend our wealth as though there's no accountability at all. My dear Islam Brothers, views of Madani Channel, when a person is owning a business, or when a person has been granted the responsibility and the control of finances, each and every cent is an accountability. He has given a budget that you have to use so much for your expenses. And after giving you the expenses, he will give you the budget. He give you the budget and he will tell you the expenses, how much he spent for that month. And each and every cent will be accountable. Likewise, on the day of Qiyamah, in the Bargah of Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us wealth in the form of ni'mah, gift. We have to be accountable. Yes, we have to be accountable how we spend the wealth. Lavishly? Only on the luxuries of the dunya? Happiness of the world? Oh, how lucky are those ones out there? Oh, Ashikani Rasul! Lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, viewers of Madani Channel, how lucky are those persons out there, subhanallah azza wa jalla, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them the ni'am of wealth, and subhanallah azza wa jalla, they used this wealth for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They used the wealth for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, they made sure that it was in conformity within the sharia. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave wealth, inshaAllah azza wa jalla, the more my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives me, the more barakah, the more blessings, the more wealth in my account, inshaAllah azza wa jalla, I'm going to invest in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. For the purpose of masjids, for the purpose of madaris, for the purpose of jamias, for the purpose of madaris, to build up Islamic libraries, to feed the poor, to distribute your zakat. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, Majid Islamic Reviews of Madani Channel. Remember that the wealth is given to you, that in this dunya is going to be accountability. So start making your accountability now. Take your accountability now before your accountability is taken. And further, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi quotes that beloved Rasul alayhi sallam says, they will love creation, but they will forget about creator. They will love creation, but they will forget about the creator. And that is a fact, my dear Islam Brothers, the Madani Channel. We love creation. We love those things created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We love, but we forget about the creator. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this dunya as a ni'mah. Allah azza wa jalla created this dunya, the mountains, the stars, the skies, the moon, the oceans, the beauties, the waterfalls. It's a ni'mah of Allah tabaraka. It is a creation of Allah azza wa jalla. But if we make shukr to Allah azza wa jalla, that oh Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you gave us this ni'mah. Oh Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you look at the beauty of Allah azza wa jalla, and you look at the beauties of the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and you praise Allah Azza wa Jalla, oh my Rabb, oh Allah Tabaraka, you are the one who is the creator of the skies and the oceans and the stars and the moon, and oh Allah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, glorified be Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for His beauties, for the creation of His beauties. And further, Imam Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, they will love sins and they would forget about Tawbah. They would love sins and they would forget about Tawbah. And today, unfortunately, sins have become the order of the day. North, south, east or west, you would see that sins have become the order. People are doing sins as though it is normal. They are taking evil as not evil. And they are taking good as not good. So they are just enjoying the life, living on a lavish lifestyle and enjoying the luxuries of the dunya and committing guna upon guna upon guna. People are committing guna. But we don't feel any remorse about the sin. We don't feel any regret about guna. We just continue making sin, continue making sin, continue making sin. You know, according to Hadith Mubarak, that when a person commits one guna, just one sin, a black spot appears in the heart. And when he commits the second sin, another spot appears in the heart. And eventually third sin, a third spot appears in the heart. Eventually the whole heart becomes blackened because of guna, because of sin. So, therefore a person will not look towards going towards goodness, towards going towards Tawbah. But my dear Islam brethren, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-tahibu min al-dhambi kama la dhamba lahu. The one who makes Tawbah is like the one who had not committed sins. So we don't feel shy. We try to make Tawbah in maximum situations that possible. Our Pyare Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to one narration, used to make istighfar almost 70 times a day. 70 times a day. How many times did we make Tawbah? He is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved Habib alayhi salatu wa salam. And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make Tawbah. Sahaba Ikram alayhi al-Idwan used to make Tawbah all the time. And subhanAllah, imagine about the 10 Ashra Mubashra. Those people who were given the glad tidings, those Sahaba Ikram alayhi al-Idwan who were given the glad tidings about Jannah in the dunya, whilst they were physically walking on the earth with their Mubarak feet. They were granted Jannah. They were announced for Jannah. But they never stopped making Tawbah in the Barga of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, we commit sins, but we never make Tawbah. When are we going to try to learn from this lifestyle of Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, from our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, from Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, all our pious ancestors who used to make istighfar all the time. So, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, my dear Islam brothers and views of Madinah channel, we are hopeful, inshallah, so the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Always be hopeful on the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Never be hopeless on the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So keep, every time you commit a sin, keep making tawbah. Every time you commit guna, keep making tawbah. Keep making tawbah, keep repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Inshallah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the more tawbah we make, the more istighfar we make, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Inshallah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, heart will become clean, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Blackness of the heart will be removed and the nur of Allah will enter into our heart, inshallah. Light will enter, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. And inshallah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this will be benefit for us in the dunya, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in the qabr, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. And first one, Imam Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions, they will love palaces and they will forget about their qabr. And this is the thing today. We love beautiful homes. We admire beautiful homes. We get coolness of the eyes seeing beautiful homes. We get coolness of the heart seeing beautiful big homes. We only want to extend and to extend and to extend. Every time we are planning how to extend the room, how to extend the lounge, how to extend the dining room, how to extend the bathrooms, always looking towards extensions to make it better and better so we get comforts of the dunya. My dear Islam brothers and views of Madani channel, very soon every soul shall have a taste of death. We have to leave. Kabar will be our destination. And that will be our home, our abode for a long time. No luxuries, no air condition, no fans, no heaters, no blankets, no pillows, no ice cold water, hot teas. Huh? This is kabar. This is reality. So, when are we going to start to prepare? We are building palaces and looking towards the love of the palaces, the houses, the homes, and we want always to increase and ensure that we get better, better, always getting better, always increasing. But less do we realize that even when we die, we have to leave all these comforts of these big palaces and go into our small kabar. For how many years? Only Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasulullah knows for how many years we'll have to live in the kabar. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, what beautiful Madani pulls from Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi, from his famous book Mukashifatul Qulub, the saying of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and hidayah to understand these Madani pulls, these invitation towards goodness, these nekiki dawat. It is definitely a nekiki dawat. It is definitely an invitation towards goodness, stopping people from badness. Subhanallah, this is the beauty of our pious ancestors, mashallah, zawajallah. They are always granting us the fikr that wake up, check properly. What you're doing in the dunya? Where did you come from? What you're doing on the earth? Where you're going to? These are the mindset, our pious. Awliya Allah, friends of Allah Ta'ala, they are giving us a wake-up call. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. My dear Islam brethren, the call to righteousness, neki ki dawat. Oh, in order to gain divine pleasure, to develop divine khawfe khuda, fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the heart, to increase the passion for the protection of iman, to think and have the fikr about death, to feel fear from the adab of the qabr and fire of Jahannam, to remove the habit of sins, to act according to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, to light the candle of the love of Allah's beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam within our heart, and to enhance your enthusiasm for the neighborhood of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala. Always stay affiliated in the mahal of Dawat Islami, the international non-political propagational movement of Quran and Sunnah. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, at least attend the weekly ijtimaat of Dawat Islami, whichever city you are in the world, whether you're north, or whether you're south, whether you're east, or whether you're in west, whether you're in America, whether you're in Tanzania, whether you're in Kenya, in Indo-Pak, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, by the grace of Almighty Allah Ta'ala, 200 countries, the message of Dawat Islami has reached. So you find the movement, you find the mahal, you attend the weekly istimaat from the beginning to the end, make an intention to travel in the Madani kafilas minimum 3 days in a month, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, with the devotees of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course, fill in the Madani inamat card on a daily basis. Self-accountability, take account of yourself before your account is taken. And inshallah azza wa jalla, with the barak and blessings of these type of activities, especially weekly ijtamaat, Madani inamat, traveling in the Madani kafilas, attending Madrasatul Madina Balighan, Islamic sisters, Madrasatul Madina Balighat, Islamic sisters ijtamaat, Muballigin, Muballigat, all the works they're doing, by attending these type of gatherings, inshallah, it'll build the love of Allah and His beloved Rasulullah within our in depths of our hearts, and inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, this will safeguard us from sins, because good company, good result. Bad company, bad result. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, Dawat Islami offers you the tools. So, my dear Islamis and viewers of Madani Channel, keep connected to the Mahal of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we are hopeful in the mercy of Allah, azza wa jalla, and with the barakah and blessings of these type of programs in Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, Madani Channel has too many types of programs. Muballighin are striving hard. Our members of Shura, our Pyare Amir Ahl Sunnat, always having the fikr about the Ummah. Only thinking about Ummah and Ummah and Ummah, like our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, they keep on planning. Alhamdulillah, by now, you will have seen, mashallah, azza wa jal, Madani Channel in Urdu language, Madani Channel in Bengali language, and alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, Madani Channel in English language. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, aye dawat islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen, bijah nabi al-ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad.